You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Bills return to the practice field today as they prepare for a Thursday night matchup in Houston against the Texans, as we do every week at this time. We welcome in Matt Perino from the Syracuse Post-Standard and the Shout Podcast. Today's practice a little spirited and lively when you see Ed Oliver make an appearance. Matt, it looked like he was in good spirits around his teammates.
Yeah, I think he probably, we didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I think is trying to sell everybody on the hope that he can return at some point this season. I think that, you know, having the surgery, being able to move his arm the way that he is, I think there's some folks on social media that seem to follow the medical trends that aren't as bullish on it than as maybe Ed is. But I mean, that hope, and you know, as you progress through this season with the opportunity that I think is there for this year's Bills team in a much weaker AFC conference, to be able to potentially add Ed Oliver for a playoff run, I think is a nice dangling carrot here as the schedule goes on.
Matt, we've heard a lot of things said, written about Keon Coleman, and Coleman was there in the tunnel, and heard from Deion Dawkins. I'm curious to get your thoughts on, where does the story go from here? The fact that the Bills are down a couple receivers, we think, heading into this game, does Coleman get a chance, or might he just be dressed and maybe not get as much? Where does the Coleman story go for him from here, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that it is super interesting, as only the NFL provides the level of drama that comes from something like this. It is going to be something that we monitor over the next day until the elevations are announced. You know, Gabe Davis played his first football game in a year on Sunday, and for them to potentially ask him to turn around and play another one on the road against a really good defense, that might be a tall task. So I think that puts Keon at least in a spot to potentially be active, because without Samuel, without Hardman, you figure they can activate Elijah Moore, but that only gives them four wide receivers depending on what they do with Gabe Davis. And if I thought today's comments from Sean McDermott were pretty clear that there's still work to be done on Keon's part to be able to regain the kind of trust that maybe was lost over the course of the last 5 days. If this was the first instance, sure, but to have an instance like this less than 2 months from the last one, there's obviously something missing here in terms of understanding responsibility, understanding what it means to be on time. And I thought Deion's comments after the game were also very clear in that, you know, he's got to grow up and he's got to show that he's grown up. And so I don't know if you can do that in 4 days, but they might be in a situation where they need him. So maybe an opportunity for him to go a little bit above and beyond. It's interesting, last week on Thursday, I saw him about 10 or 15 minutes after the Bills came off the practice field. He was walking back in with Josh Allen. So it looked like they were doing some extra work out of practice. And then obviously he's late for the meeting on Friday. There's a lot of moving parts here with him. And this is all the while still a player that they spent a second-round draft pick that they probably want to figure out a way to make this work moving forward. But if they can't figure out that out over the next couple of weeks and months, that's going to make his future here very much up and down.
Matt, when you compare the talent of Keon Coleman versus Gabe Davis, does one player have an advantage over the other?
Yeah, Gabe, because he's got the history with the quarterback. I mean, he's got the 27 career touchdowns with Josh Allen, and I don't know we've ever felt that there was a consistent chemistry between Keon and Josh. And there's a lot of evaluators that would suggest that what Keon does well isn't something that Josh necessarily feels comfortable leaning into, like, you know, throwing up those 50-50 balls. You know, and he'll force balls in at times, but I'm in terms of, like, you know, where Josh has been so good over the years is not really indicative of how Keon wins. And the Bills have either shown an unwillingness or an inability to diversify his Keon's portfolio. Like, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of action over the middle. It doesn't feel like they're very willing to put him in the slot and try some different ideas. And you wonder, is that on their side or is that an inability to do it on Keon's side? You know, those are questions that I don't necessarily know if we can get answers. I don't know if anybody would talk openly about that at this point, but they have to try some different things when he does get back, because as we saw in that Miami game, I know that the touchdown is the lasting memory. There was a lot of blah and a lot of bad in that game from Keon Coleman in this passing game in general, and I think it was quite a statement to go the next week, have him removed from the situation at a practice squad receiver and a receiver off the street, off the couch, and you go out and you go for over 300 yards and 44 points.
Yeah, so Matt, sticking with that, and you mentioned Keon Coleman being a reason, but going from, hey, you're playing this team without their best, they just traded away their best defensive player, their GM gets fired, a lot not to play for, and Bills' offense looked as static as we've seen. And then you come back to Buffalo and voila, here's the offense that you think could win a Super Bowl. So my question is, and there's no easy answer to this, but I'm so curious what offense is going to show up in Houston on Thursday night, because this isn't the Miami defense you're getting. You're getting an upgrade here in facing this Houston defense.
Yeah, and they're good no matter what, but they got a ton of guys on the injury report. They're banged up. The Bills are banged up too. I still think, you know, this could be a really big game for Josh Allen. He's not played historically well in Houston, and I think one of those things that he's found a way to do over time, like, remember early on when it was the Jets that were the issue every time that he played against them, and the Patriots for in 2018 and 2019, and eventually the more and more he played them, the more he started to break through. And I wonder if this isn't a game where Josh Allen has a statement game against a defense that has historically given him fits. Even last year, I think was the last year it was in Houston. I think it was 2 years ago was the one game of the four that he's played in Buffalo. He's never won in this building. So I think this is it's a great question. What offense is going to show up? Are they able to run the ball? Because I think James Cook was able to have some success against Houston last year. They've been really good against the run this season. The Bills haven't run it well the last 2 weeks. So there's a lot of questions going into this game, but I also think, you know, you're facing Davis Mills. I think the last time the Bills faced him, he threw like four interceptions or something crazy like that. So, I mean, this is one of those games where you're supposed to go on the road and win convincingly.
I think to myself that Tampa maybe was forcing, you know, Josh Allen to throw and were dedicated defensively to stopping James Cook and stopping the Bills' run game. But then to see the Bills kind of adjust and throw it to Cook and Ty Johnson out of the backfield, something we haven't seen a lot of this year. Can we expect more of that as teams try to clamp down on the Bills' running game?
Yeah, I mean, really, we've talked about this since going back to training camp. I don't know why James Cook, especially in games when teams take him away because of how they're defending the run, why the Bills wouldn't look to get creative with how they get him the ball in his hands in the passing game. And so I think that was great. I think Ty Johnson having his really big breakout performance of the season comes at a really good time. If they can tap into what they were able to do a year ago with him. And you know, I know Ray Davis, he did it in the return game. But remember last year, I mean, he had a couple of games where it wasn't a huge workload or anything, but he had some really nice runs. I think I remember like a 25-yard touchdown in November or December. I can't remember which one it was, where he kind of ran down the right side. And, you know, he offered a lot of juice. And if they can get all three of those guys going, and Brady and Josh Allen both talked about how much different of an offense they are when those three guys are going well, that to me changes the math for how you have to defend this team. And, you know, I think Tyrell Shavers, I know you asked about Cook, but I think Tyrell Shavers is quietly morphing into this year's version of Mac Hollins.
I was just going to ask you about that. Yep.
He feels like a guy. There was a clip, I think it was Dan Fates in Rochester, who put out the clip of him after a first down. I don't even think it was his play, but he comes like, you know, strutting off the sideline and he's dancing and doing like a first down motion. And he's not the outgoing kind of guy that Mac Hollins was, but he has an energy and a quiet confidence that he brings this offense that I just think is wild considering his story. Well, and go ahead.
I was going to ask, I mean, if we're talking about Shavers and comparing him to Hollins, kind of the same way I was asking you about Gabe Davis and Keon Coleman, if Shavers is this year's Mac Hollins and you have the two, evaluate which player has more talent. I mean, we know Hollins was a character and he had, you know, a chemistry with Josh Allen in a short amount of time. He led the team with receiving touchdowns. Can you expect Shavers to kind of step into that role? Because it felt like that was a pretty important part of the Bills offense that had been missing at the beginning of this season.
Yes, and he's really assumed it in so many ways. I mean, Sean was fielding questions on Monday about, all right, you got this kid who has 90 yards receiving, but he's obviously a big part of your special teams package. You know, do you maybe like have him stop doing that and lean more into it on offense? And he didn't say this, but the fact that he said he's going to pretty much remain on special teams while doing this, that's exactly what Mac Hollins did last year. Mm-hmm. He was a four-phase special teamer and still found ways to make an impact, none bigger than in the AFC title game against the Chiefs when he made the touchdown and another big one that set up another touchdown. He was impressive. And all Shavers has done this season when he's been targeted is catch the ball. And I think that, you know, Josh was talking about it after practice today, like there's a trust that develops with receivers when you go and look their way and they make plays. When they come up in the progressions, it's so much easier and default to then just rip throws because you have that built up memory of them making plays for you. So I definitely think, you know, Hollins was unique in what he brought this team from a leadership perspective. And like I mentioned on teams and as a receiver, but I think Shavers has done a great impression. And he's a guy that like, maybe is not like this loud leadership type kind of guy in the room, but somebody that everybody respects, everybody trusts. And in the environment with everything going on with Keon right now, for Shavers to step up the way that he has is quite a story.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Matt Parrino, Shout Podcast, Syracuse Post-Standard. Sticking with the special teams, Matt, that might have been the best game the special teams have pulled off. The punter pinning him down, Prater does what he needs to do. But the kickoff returns, Matt, and Grant Hartman did rip off one. That's one factor, but is there something different Buffalo was doing, or are we just saying that was a really good matchup against Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay is more the reason why that happened.
No, I think you have to give a little bit of the credit to the Bills. And, you know, Chris Tabor is a experienced special teams coordinator. And Sean said it today, like, this was a whole brand new thing that I think teams have had to kind of figure out. And the sense that I got out of his answer was that it maybe took a little bit longer for the Bills to figure out how to maximize their packages, how to get guys lined up in the right spot, and which way to block, and how to read all of it. Like, you're almost starting from the ground up with how you're teaching it. Because even last year, there wasn't as many run backs. Like, you know, you had teams still kicking it into the end zone a lot more frequently. So I think that piece of it. And then when Hardman had that run back, I almost felt like sometimes when you see the ball go in, like as a basketball player, the hoop gets bigger, right? And I think that's what kind of happened for Ray Davis. Like, okay, Hardman had this big return. Maybe I can get something going here. And then all of a sudden, each return got a little bit better. And the Bills historically do a really good job of this, is like finding guys that work hard, that accept their role, that maybe aren't fitting into the picture, but finding a role for them to contribute. I think about Quentin Morris for many years. He was a special teams ace for them. Davis has not been a factor on offense. But for him to have a breakout performance as a returner, and now with Hardman potentially out this week, it gives you some faith going into this game on the road that, you know, somehow Ray Davis can have that same kind of impact with whoever else they put back there. Wouldn't it be interesting if one of the guys that they maybe try out, if he is up, is Keon Coleman? Like, that's something that he did in college. He was a punt returner during training camp. He worked with the punt returners quite a bit. Is that something that, you know, putting him on punt or kick return, maybe even instead of playing him at wide receiver, would be a nice, hey, earn your way back kind of thing, and maybe add some juice in that department. And listen, it hasn't been going great for him as a receiver. Maybe that could be something to, you know, energize him a little bit.
Matt, on the defensive side of the ball, Cole Bishop continues to ascend, another clutch turnover with the interception on Sunday, and it feels like it coincided with Taylor Rapp going on IR and Jordan Poyer getting inserted into the lineup. Tell me your view on Bishop. And then also the linebacking core. Bernard better, but it feels very clear that both he and Matt Milano are far from 100% from a health standpoint.
Yeah. And, you know, for Milano, it wasn't good before the injury. And you really have to start asking yourself some big picture questions. And you have a young guy in Dorian Williams who, I mean, I think I'd probably be trumpeting this take a little bit more if Williams wasn't injured, like in the same way. Like, he's been dealing with an elbow and a knee going back to training camp that keeps continually popping up. And he plays a physical brand, so I'm not surprised that's something that he's going to kind of continue to deal with. But, I mean, if he wasn't, don't you think the cries for Dorian Williams to be on the field a little bit more would be louder? Because you're right, like, these two guys, I think the best linebacker game the Bills have played this season, and I can't remember the opponent now. It might have been the Chiefs. I don't remember. Might have been Panthers, actually. It was Shaq Thompson and Dorian Williams. And I think both of them were on the injury report the next week, and maybe both of them didn't play. And so that vaulted Bernard and Milano back into the lineup. And you're right, it's been a roller coaster for both of these guys. And Terrell Bernard's not running away from it. He said he doesn't want to use an excuse, but he's obviously not right. He's not firing the same way. Cover One put out a really great thread putting some of similar plays from this season compared to what he was able to do last season. It doesn't even look like the same player. So I think Bernard, it's just about trying to get him healthy. It looks like Shaq Thompson is getting close back to 100%. And, maybe on a short week, you dial Terrell Bernard back and you let Shaq Thompson play because you want to try to get him healthy. Because I think Bernard, especially knowing what he meant to this defense last year, I mean, he's a two-time captain. I think you want him to be as close to healthy as possible for the playoff run. And you keep running him out there at 60, 70%. It's going to be hard to get him there by the time the playoffs come. And if Shaq can go, it'll look good when he was in there.
So we have breaking Bills news here in the sports bar.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Matt, that's our breaking news sounder here in the sports bar. As the Bills injury report is out, 12 players listed as limited, as you would expect on a short week. Not practicing today, Mecole Hardman. Not practicing, Dalton Kincaid. Kincaid's not going to play. Curtis Samuel, we talked about. Khalil Shakir, again, DNP, did not practice, personal reason. So if we can go back to the beginning there, Matt, Khalil Shakir, your thoughts here, because if it's personal, we really can't dig too far on that.
Right. I mean, he could have been excused for any multitude of reasons. He was practicing yesterday, or he was available, and, there's a lot. I mean, this happens all the time. Like, guys pop up here or there. Like, we'll get a more clear picture tomorrow when the injury report comes out. But if Shakir's status comes into question, just reacting to that possible development, I think that almost forces your hand if you're Sean McDermott. If you were still, thinking about keeping Keon Coleman down, you might be forced into playing him unless you want to go with four wide receivers, depending on what's going on with Samuel and Hardman. It doesn't look like either of them are trending towards playing. So it's going to get very complicated here over the next couple of hours as the Bills try to figure out what they have at their disposal on a short week against the Texans.
All right, so defensively against those Texans, knowing there's no C.J. Stroud, knowing that their run game is kind of non-existent, do you focus on making Davis Mills beat you with his arm if you're the Bills' defense and stopping that run game? I mean, hard for me to imagine Woody Marks having a big game, but, I mean, this is a run defense that's struggled all season long.
Yeah, I don't think we're ruling out any running back in the NFL from finding some success against this Bills run defense. It's been that bad. I do think that this is a game where maybe you can get a little bit of your mojo back, because they're a team that you know what they're going to be. You played before. He's going to have turnover worthy plays. I think you're going to be able to get pressure on him. I mean, that's part of the reason C.J. Stroud is out right now, because this offensive line isn't very good. And so I think that the Bills have done a good job of beating up on bad teams and bad offensive lines. So I think you're going to see a Bills team that's top five in pressure rate this season try to land against Davis Mills and then do their best to fill gaps. And, you probably see some Dorian Williams. You probably see some Shaq Thompson. They'll probably go some base sets as well. And you're coming off a game where I think all three cornerbacks played really well against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we were not talking about Emeka Egbuka after that game. And I think that's one positive that you could take out of that performance is the way the Bills dealt with their passing game. So I think it could be a long day for Davis Mills. And I do think the Bills, they're starting to hear it. I think they've heard it all along, but I think it's going to get redundant with how bad they've been against the run in terms of answering these questions. This would be a game where I think they'd want to come out, and you don't want Woody Marks having a big day on you.
Matt, last one. Sean McDermott on Thursday, 6-1. I mean, you talked to all the writers around the league here. I just was kind of impressed by the tone McDermott said and others, following that win over the Buccaneers. It was almost like, hey, instantly, we're already on to the Houston game here.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting, too, that he added that, he enjoys these Thursday games because it's a different form of competition, right? Like, battle of attrition, like, who can get healthiest the fastest, who can break down a week's worth of preparation into 2 or 3 days. And I think these folks in the NFL, man, they like look for anything to charge up, their competitive juices. And I think that whole organization is going to be plenty. And there's an opportunity that's presented itself right now for the Bills. I know that the Patriots have a really easy schedule down the stretch. But December football is different. We talk about this every year. I'll believe it when we see it. According to Aaron Schatz's DVOA metrics, the Patriots are among the worst 9-2 teams in the history of football since DVOA stats have started. So, I mean, me and Ryan have talked about it over the last week. I'm not buying the New England Patriots. I think the Bills are going to win the division. I think they're going to smash them in a month in their house. And what's funny is I heard a lot of Bills fans talking about, and this isn't a defending Sean McDermott take, as much as it is, I think there is this idea about Mike Vrabel as a head coach that is just faulty. Like, if you go back and really examine his time in Tennessee, and I know he didn't have great quarterbacks, and that's all well and good, but he was not nearly the successful head coach that I think a lot of people like to paint, and he's done a great job there. Drake May is an awesome young quarterback, but we've seen it. We've seen this. We saw it in Miami 3 years ago when Mike McDaniel got there and everybody had kind of crowned them champions. And these games in December, they just take on a different tone. And I felt like if the Jets hadn't made the trades that they had made, they probably beat the Patriots. I mean, it felt like the Patriots want to lose that game on Thursday Night Football last week. So it's going to be a fun, man. This is I'm almost more fun to cover this stretch of the Bills because it's so much different than last year when they had the division wrapped up. Now it's a real chase. And it's a very unique new AFC pitcher, title pitcher, that is going to make the next couple weeks and months really fun.
It is different, but it's also the same in that it feels like the Bills every season are right around where we are right now. I think there was one year where they're maybe like 5-5 and they made that push. But Matt, I mean, this is the roller coaster ride. And I'm speaking to a guy who I know appreciates a good ride at Disney. You forget sometimes how much fun the ride is, and you have to get on that ride again. And that's every NFL season. That's every NFL team. The ups, the downs, the twists, and the turns. And here we are in the heat of it, knowing that there's a lot of football left to be played. And that when they're playing the way they looked on Sunday for most of that game on Sunday, the Bills are going to be a hard team to beat. So it's definitely going to be an exciting stretch run here through the month of December and into the postseason. Matt, what are you working on in a short week here that we can check out leading up to Thursday night?
Listen, that's not the big news. You can find all my work at Syracuse.com, the Shout podcast on all the platforms. You know the usual. The big news is I land back here on Friday from Houston, and on Sunday it is off to the magical world.
There it is.
Disney.
Knew it.
For a short jaunt with the family. This is the first time ever we're going to be able to go to the Christmas party. So we knocked off the Halloween party. Now we're doing the Christmas party. We're going in on Sunday, 9 a.m., and it's the last day of the Food and Wine Festival. So I'm going to eat around the world, drink around the world, and be merry. Because where else can you be merrier than the home of Mr. Mickey?
Yeah. Cheers, brother. That's a good memory for you and the family. And I'm kind of jealous. I miss the days. I'll say that. I miss the days as your kids get older and you don't do the family vacations as frequently as you do when they're your kids' age, man. Soak it all in. It is a great time.
All right, guys. I'll see you next week.
All right,
guys.
Matt.
Actually, I won't see you next week. I'll be in Disney. So lose my number next week. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Sounds good, Matt.
You got it. Matt Parrino. Covering the Buffalo Bills for the Syracuse Post Center. We will not be talking to him next week. Lose his number. Doesn't want to do a hit from the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Well, you know, you're covering the Buffalo Bills. Your vacation schedule is based around the Buffalo Bills. And, all right, I guess, yeah, there would be a practice Wednesday as they get ready for Pittsburgh. So
he's probably traveling on Tuesday.
Yeah, he'll be back.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Love that for him. Love that for his family. It's fantastic. It really is. Matt Parrino covering the team for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Check out all his work at Syracuse.com. We're going to take a break. Come back next with your Week 12 Survive and Advance pick. And if you've been following along, if you've been tailing us, I said us, if you've been tailing, well, in this specific instance, me, you're still alive. If you were tailing Gene, you would have been out, what, Week 5?
Do we have to review this every week?
Well, Go ahead.
I did this to myself.
You did.
I did this to myself. I trusted Arizona. Foolish. You said no. Detroit over Cincinnati is the pick. I said no. We're gonna just kind of rely on my rules, and this is where it got me. So
well.
So, in some bad direct to video movie, I am sitting in a chair bound and can't say a word.
Here's the thing. We are going to review the rules. And we may have to, at this point of the season, you may have to break a rule or two to get the right pick. Because we're running out of options every week.
Well, that's it. With a lot of teams, you cannot go with.
Right. Luckily, there are a few teams that are surprising us this season, that have exceeded expectations, that we have yet to choose in our Survivor pool. And they may provide us with a winner in Week 12. We'll share who this week's pick is coming up next. Along with Michael Leone, Rochester Amherst head coach, joining us at 425. You're in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.